DiscerningHearts.com presents Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essev. Monsignor Essev is a priest in the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has served as a retreat director and confessor to Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. He continues to offer direction and retreats for the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Monsignor Essev encountered Saint Padre Pio, who would become a spiritual father to him. He has lived in areas around the world, serving in the Pontifical Missions, a Catholic organization established by St. Pope John Paul II to bring the good news to the world, especially to the poor. He continues to serve as a retreat leader and director to bishops, priests, sisters, seminarians, and other religious leaders. Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essev. I'm your host, Chris McGregor.
Well, what's on your heart today, Monsignor?
The Good Shepherd, Jesus, reaching out. He is the one who is going to come and care for his own flock. Pastores Dabo Vobis. How is he going to do that? This Sunday, each of you, if you will sit down with this epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, how is it going to be that Jesus is going to come to us? You see, the truth of the matter is, Jesus comes into his shepherd. He lives in his shepherd. A true shepherd is Christ himself. How do you know that? Because in Christ Jesus, you that used to be so far apart from us. This is Paul, who is united with Jesus. I live, no, not I, he says, but Christ lives in me. How does he live in me? In Christ Jesus, you that used to be so far off, he's writing to the Ephesians, so far apart from us, have been brought very close by the blood of Christ. Brought together, very close, by the blood of Christ. For he is the peace between us. When you look at your archbishop, he is in Christ, and Christ is in him. For he is the peace between us, and has made the two into one. No one, not any human being, no one has ever been able to live in unity with God except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes into Archbishop Lucas, and in him, Jesus lives because he has allowed Christ to live in him. This was to create one single new man in himself out of the two of them, and by restoring peace through the cross, to unite the both into a single body. Christ in you, and you, the old person, has to be united. How can that be? Through your baptism, through your confirmation, through ordination. So when you get a bishop, like Bishop Joseph in Grand Island, now he has shown himself to be a pastor. You see him. He has united Jesus in himself to be one with him, so that this pastoring goes out, and it's seen by the parishioners of his parish. And now he's made a pastor of sheep in Grand Island. How do you know? Because daily they're laying down their lives, feeding their flock. I have been to a home where Christ has been enthroned as the head of the home. And when I see a father so in love with Jesus, that he and Jesus has become one, this same thing has happened to that dad. This family is being fed by Jesus because he has now been united with Christ, who is the head. He takes the Sacred Heart, he enthrones him first as head of his heart, and then as head of his family. Jesus is restoring peace through the cross to unite them both. Who's the them? That individual and Jesus are now united in a single body and reconciling them with God in his own person. He killed the hostility that existed between the old and Jesus, and now Christ is throned in his heart and in his life. Later, he came to bring that good news of peace. Peace to you who were so far away, and peace to those who were near at hand. Through him, both of us, the old Paul and the new Christ, both of us have in one spirit our way to come to the Father. Every single person who lets himself be united with Christ. When Archbishop Fulton Sheen had done this with himself when he was here on earth, he became a shepherd who fed his flock and who cared for his sheep and who laid down his life for them. That same Jesus is in you. He is in you. How is this that God is going to give us this? Now the gospel makes so much sense. You really have to study that epistle to see how Christ in every baptized person becomes united in one through the triumph of grace over sin in every human heart, so that grace, love, Christ radiates from a dad, a mother, a teenager. The flock of Christ then can be fed. Jesus, in the sixth chapter of Mark, he said to them, now they are just coming back from their mission, you must come away to some quiet place by yourselves and rest for a while. For they were so many coming and going. Once those apostles were feeding the people, the crowds began to increase around them, and they had no time even to eat. So they were off in a boat to go to some lonely place. Jesus takes them away now. They've been exhausted from just preaching and teaching and curing the sick where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going, and many could guess where they were going. From every town and village, they all hurried to the place on foot and reached the place even before Jesus and his apostles had gotten there. So he stepped ashore and he saw a large crowd. You know, when I look at our real pastors, that's what happens, because they're feeding the people. They're constantly giving themselves. That's what our leaders do. Pastors and priests and parents. So he stepped ashore and he saw a large crowd and he took pity on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he set himself to teaching them at some length. That same Jesus who's being crowded around by the hungry, the needy, the poor, and the suffering is in our bishops, is in our priest, is in our people. And when we allow this same Jesus to radiate through us, he comes into you The key is he lays down his life by the blood of the cross, as Paul has taught us. The suffering and the dying that goes on. There's a very beautiful Monsignor who's suffering and dying. And when I hear him, here was a shepherd who laid down his life. What happens to this kind of shepherd? They suffer. And he is so in need as he is dying. A true shepherd will lay down his life. He can be recognized by how he suffers and dies. And maybe soon he will close his eyes in death. They always spend themselves. Why is that true? They give themselves and they die for their people. They're always that way. You can always tell one who really is united with Jesus because he in Jesus or she is always giving themselves. The shepherd and the shepherdesses of our time are in our midst. They are going to bring this flock together, and the flock of Jesus Christ is going to be fed by Christ himself. It is Christ who is in you that is going to feed the flock. The most important work on this Sunday morning is to become united with Christ. Everyone who is going to be going to Mass today, everyone who is going to be offering Mass today, both the pastor, the shepherd, and the sheep, all of us as we gather can become Christ today on this Sunday morning. When we come especially to the Eucharist, each of us has to really have that same conflict within ourselves that Paul talks about. There's the old body, the old man, and there's the new body, the new man. And it's the Holy Spirit in the new man who is giving us Christ, who is in us. You have been baptized into Christ Jesus. Don't you know that you have been confirmed into Christ Jesus? Don't you know through the laying on of hands, ontologically, you have become one with Christ Jesus? Jesus is in you. He so loves the flock that he wants to come to them. You fathers and mothers, you can be Christ to your children today, and your children will not be scattered. You will gather them. As Christ gathers his flock, you will go after the stray. You will seek the lost. You will feed the hungry. You will pray for the ones who are so in need. Christ in you, the power in you to bring a new body into this whole world. Jesus today is giving to those sheep that he has pity on. That flock belongs to you. Whatever your calling in the body of Christ, you have been made to be a shepherd. Thank God we have a shepherd of our flock here in Omaha. Thank God they have this beautiful shepherd in Grand Island. Thank God we had a shepherd in Monsignor Dunn. Thank God those who are still gathering the flock, fathers and mothers, as we gather this Sunday morning, through the scriptures that we read today, Christ is sending out with great hope. There is not doom for the world. Christ has had such pity on the world. He has come himself, Paul tells us, to live in us and to be in us and to shepherd his flock through us. In a very real way, this gospel is taking place here in Nebraska and actually in the whole world.
We'll return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esseth in just a moment.
Hi, this is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. Can you please help support this vital ministry? Discerning Hearts is a 100% listener-supported Catholic apostolate. Now through the end of August, please prayerfully consider making a sacrificial gift to help us raise $30,000 to fund truly life-changing Catholic programming and prayer. The financial contributions of listeners like you enables us to continue this important ministry. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your donations are fully tax-deductible. As an independent, non-for-profit lay organization that is not affiliated financially with any diocese, our apostolate is fully listener-supported. Again, between now and the end of August, please visit discerninghearts.com to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless you from all of us at Discerning Hearts.
Litany of Humility.
O Jesus, meek and humble of heart,
hear me. From the desire of being esteemed,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being loved,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being extolled,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being honored,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being praised,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being preferred to others,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being consulted,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the desire of being approved,
deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being despised,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of suffering rebukes,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being calumniated,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being forgotten,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being ridiculed,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being wronged,
deliver me, Jesus.
From the fear of being suspected,
deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I,
that others may be esteemed more than I,
that in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease,
that others may be chosen and I set aside,
that others may be praised and I unnoticed,
that others may be preferred to me in everything,
that others may become holier than I, provided that I become as holy as I should.
Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it.
Amen.
Did you know that Discerning Hearts has a free app in which you can find all your favorite Discerning Hearts programming? Father Timothy Gallagher, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Deacon James Keating, Mike Aquilina, Dr. Matthew Bunsen, and so many more are found on the Discerning Hearts free app. Did you also know that you can stream Discerning Hearts programming on numerous streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and so many more? And did you know that Discerning Hearts also has the YouTube page? Be sure to check out all these different places where you can find Discerning Hearts. We now return to Building the Kingdom of Love with Monsignor John Esseth.
Monsignor, we've discussed this before, but there are many out there who will have heard and may even be familiar with some of the names that you mentioned, but they will say to themselves, well, yes, they're holy people. Oh, yes, but I could never be them. I'm such a sinner, or I've done so many things. And, you know, I just try to do the best I can, but I could never, I'm just not worthy. That's what they'll say.
I think, you know, Paul himself, as a persecutor of the church, gives us an example that when Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus, you know, whatever you may be, however you might have been, when you encounter Christ, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is talking that every one of us should encounter Christ. Whatever you're saying to yourself, encounter him. Meet Jesus Christ. Where is he as you're listening to this? If you're saying this to yourself, I can't be holy. That is such a lie. And I'm telling you right now, that kind of voice, Chris, is not from me even. It's from the evil one. He is the one who is telling you this morning, you're too bad to really be Jesus. Who do you think you are? And when you hear this, or don't believe that, you can't possibly be Christ. Christ has made himself so available. This Jesus is so in love with you and with the flock. You're so lost because there is no other Savior than Jesus. And so when you meet him, who is the one that really needs him? If you say you're a sinner, then, and if you think that that's why you can't be saved, not only saved, but be him, become him, be united with him, then you're listening to that voice that I don't even think it's yours. I think it's from the devil. Listen again to the invitation that he gave to us recently in one of the Gospels. Come to me, all you who are burdened and labor. I will refresh you. Learn from me, and you will find rest. You need to come to him. He's waiting for you to come to him. I'm afraid that some of you have never, ever experienced the heart of Jesus, the love of Jesus, looking at you with such longing. The desire he has personally longs to have a meeting, an encounter with you in your heart. And so as you come to him, just be open. He is there. He's waiting for you, and he wants to fill you. This Jesus in the gospel today not only has pity on you and loves you, he longs for you. And you can have the experience of becoming united with him, of being one with him. That's what happened to Paul. It's through the blood of his cross that hostility which is in you is broken down. Let that blood of Jesus come onto you through the blood of Christ, because it's there inside of you by your baptism. Let it come down upon you. It's been there ever since you've been confirmed. And some of you may even be priests. Let that blood come into you and unite you with him. You and Jesus are one. You'll begin to be loved as he loves you. And once you receive that love, then you'll be able to love as he loves. The Father that I was speaking about has such a love for his Son, such a love for the people he meets, because he received it from Jesus. Everyone has to receive it first from him, and then they can give it. The Archbishop first had to receive the love from Jesus in order to give that love to his flock. The father of a family has to receive the love before he can share it. The mother. And you as a teenager, you too can be holy. But it's only through him and with him and in him. And through the blood of the cross of Jesus, if you look at a crucifix, he came to you in your baptism through that blood. You were baptized into Christ Jesus from the cross. It was the water that came from his side that flowed onto you in your baptism and took you into him. It's the blood of Jesus that flowed from the cross that you received in the Eucharist that takes you into him. At Mass this morning, when Jesus is held aloft in the host, this is so real. It's not way up there on the altar. Listen to your heart as you go to Mass. Behold the Lamb of God, and takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are we who are called to this supper. And then you say, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. And that's personal. Let him come into your house. Let him come into your heart. Invite him. He's so gentle. He knocks at your door. You have to open from the inside and welcome him. And the two of you, as Paul says in the epistle today, become one body through the Spirit. You actually become, even today, you become one with Jesus. And all of us here and the whole, who's ever listening, all of you, all of us can be one in Christ.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Jesus is looking at you today. And actually, Chris, the one that you talked about, the scattered one, you may not be going to Mass today. And he looks at you, the scattered flock of his people. He longs for you as you are scattered and separated and lost. He has pity on you, and he loves you. He loves the sheep that is most lost, as I speak to you today, the most. He loves you the most. He is a shepherd, and he longs for you. God bless.
Thank you so much, Monsignor.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif. To hear and or to download this episode, along with hundreds of other spiritual formation programs, visit discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com and join us next time for Building a Kingdom of Love, Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.